20 past 7, this is Breakfast on ABC Northwest. You're with Scott Lamond, my guest, Tony Eastley. Now, he's the voice of AM, as I said, I must admit, a little intimidating when you're talking to a man who has a million listeners every day. But normally you're the one asking the questions. We're asking you a few here. And I was actually, I want to just take you back a little bit. I was actually one of those lucky reporters in 2004, excited about my story. They're turning up on AM, and I know a lot of reporters that do enjoy that. Take a listen to this. It's from 7 years ago, so don't panic. This isn't news today, but it's Tony Eastley's voice, and it's out of the archives. Have a listen.
Good morning. This is AM. I'm Tony Eastley, straight to Queensland this morning, where hospitals are caring for the injured, and authorities are trying to piece together how one of the state's high-speed trains careered off the rails. One of the passengers aboard the tilt train was Frankie Houdini. He's speaking here to the ABC's Bundaberg reporter, Scott Lamond.
What I believe is what actually happened is the train must have been in mid-air.
There you go, so don't panic. No train has come off the rails, but that's from the archives, 2004.
That's remarkable stuff. And where did you find someone called Frank Houdini who escaped a rail crash?
Only for AM. I went the extra mile to find this bloke. He actually had come into the Salvation Army headquarters where at the train station in Bundaberg, and he had a towel over him. You know, they were keeping warm, and a lot of people were in shock. You know, they're just, it's this train to derail. And he said, "Oh, I just go by the name of Houdini, Scott, and I'd be happy to talk." So we turned the microphone on and got some great audio. But obviously that was the last time you and I directly worked together, Tony.
Well, that's wonderful. The 2004 was, I think, the year I started with AM. So it's a good year.
Mm. And you've done so much in TV and radio since 1979, either as a reporter or anchor, as you know. You've covered all these massive stories and moments in our history. What's that like to be going through that, and does anything stand out?
Well, it sounds corny, but it's a privilege to cover those big stories, and it's always nice to be part of the history, or at least to report it for Australians. I guess being overseas, you know, it was wonderful to experience that, but it's very frustrating when you see governments turn their guns on their people, like in Tiananmen Square, for instance. It's horrible to see the world's largest democracy tear itself apart with the assassination of a leader, like in India with Rajiv Gandhi when he was bombed, and we had been following him right up until the day he was bombed. Thankfully, we'd actually turned our cameras off and we were heading home, but then that afternoon he got bombed and killed. It's a wonderful thing to do, and there is a real responsibility on the journalists to try and show to Australians what is happening. It's easy to actually just point a camera and allow the pictures to tell the story, but often what you're seeing in the pictures isn't necessarily the full story. You'll see two men bashing each other and you wonder why, but they are bashing each other. It's the why they're bashing each other. One is a Hindu, one is a Muslim. They're arguing over the Ayodhya temple. The argument goes back thousands of years, and then you start to realize just how complicated the story is, how it's not a simple fact of just stopping them fighting. You've got to get to the root cause. This goes on all over the world, of course, we know that. But as a journalist, it's your responsibility to try and explain why it's happening as much as that it is happening. And, I've had a terrific time as a correspondent, done some great travel and enjoyed it immensely. I had a young family, a bit like you have now here in Karratha, a young family. It makes it very difficult to travel all the time, though, and have a young family. And since being back in Australia, which is a long time ago now, I seem to have done a host of jobs, and I seem to have presented just about every radio program and a lot of TV programs. But that's what I like about the ABC. It's a broad church. You have a lot of different shows, and you can move from one to the other.
And if you weren't a journalist for all these years, what would Tony Eastley have done? What would this life have meant for you?
I don't know. Maybe a wanderer. It's interesting because coming to Karratha, I was very excited about coming to a place where you've just got this strange mix of, you know, single workers, men flying in, flying out, young families setting up camp, sort of a pioneering attitude to a wonderful place. I worked in Antarctica for 5 months, and it was a really eye-opener to just how diverse the world's workforce is. And flying up here yesterday, I got that same experience that we really are doing something quite extraordinary here in Karratha and in the northwest, Pilbara and Kimberley. And we should be proud of it, but at the same time, just be wary of what we're doing and make sure that we're leaving a legacy for people.